He's wearing his tefillin and it's close to nightfall. And so he won't be able to put them again after he leaves because he went before at night and now he put on the tefillin. He should not have them wrapped up in his garments when he's going into a beis kisei kavua. So what should he do? Choltam umanichem bekli. Should put them in a kli. Im hoyu boi tefach. If the kli has a tefach. O bekli she'en kilyum. Afi she'en boi tefach. Voice a kli biyodoi v'nichnas. We should put them in a kli that has a tefach, or a kli which is not a permanent kli for this thing, for the tefillin, and going to the tefillin with him. Once again, this is a special heter in the case that he's in a Shusha Rabbim, and he leaves them outside, somebody may steal them. So the explanation of the chil between this and the previous sif is that which we permitted in the previous sif to just have him wrapped in his garment is when he's going to put them back again after he leaves the bathroom, so they weren't matriach him to put into a kli. Mashenkin over here, he won't put them on him again after he takes them off, therefore he should put them in a kli that has a tefach, or in something which is not there, the natural kli of the tefillin, even if it doesn't have a tefach. Sif zayin b'medvom amulim beveiz kisei shevesoda. This heter of bringing in the tefillin into the bathroom is talking about a beis kisei which is in a field, in a public area, and therefore they made special attainment to bring them into the beis kisei so they shouldn't get stolen. A beis kisei shebabayis, today's bathroom is in a house, the yachlisim klal, since you can find a protected place to put them outside, don't take them in at all. Like we mentioned briefly before, that the Mishabur brings from the Master Shekel that is in a Kli, which is in the second Kli, Kli B'toch Kli, and one of the two Kelim is not the regular Kli of the Tefillin, then one can bring them into any bathroom. Mishabur brings also other Sfarim, or papers that have Shemus on them. So here's the machlokes also. Some opinions say that for other svarim it's enough to have one covering to bring him into the bathroom. Others say he has to be in a double covering. So if one wants to be yaseh all the shittas, he wants to bring a bench or whatever into the bathroom, if he wraps them up and puts them into his pocket, it's a double covering, and it will be permitted. Or he puts them in a plastic bag and puts that into his pocket. Sefer Torah cannot be brought into a bathroom under all circumstances. By accident, he had a tefillin on and he went to the bathroom for gedolim. He puts his hand on the tefillin. Clearly, does the first movement of his bowels, because it's not healthy to stop in the middle of the first effort. And then, once he does that, he should go out and take them off and come back in again and finish what he has to do. Siftes muter l'roifu likach ovid shel meraglayim biyodoy utfilin b'roishoy uval nefesh yachmu l'atzmoy. A doctor is allowed to take a potty that has urine in it. Does not have to take his tefillin off. Does not have to take his tefillin off. It's allowed to have a doctor. Anybody that has some need is mikyodin permitted to carry this potty with the tefillin on. A nice bal nefesh should be machme not to do that. One of the discussion mentioned over here, which the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Marah, from the Ramami panel, that if you have Mavoyas Mutunofim, you have, in the olden days they had roads with open sewers on the side that have foul smell. So he says that it is permitted to go into that area with the tefillin on. But the Magen Avraham is more machmir. He says if you plan to go in these type of areas that have open sewers and excrement exposed on the side of the road, then it's better not to put on the tefillin. And if you do, you should have them covered up while you're passing through that area. Yeah, this is also changing a child's diaper. One should not do with his tefillin on, and also it's not proper to do them in front of svarim. We will see more of this later on. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when a person is going to these roads that have the sewage or whatever it is, the important thing is to cover the tefillin, but to cover the ritzuas, even though it has the yud and the dalet, one does not have to cover because it's not really a letter. It's just made to represent a letter and doesn't have that level of kedusha that would prohibit one to go with that exposed in these pathways that have the filth on them.